If you have been to a hospital here in South Sudan, you have probably noticed something very common. Patients rarely come alone. In fact, in most hospitals, you will find relatives crowding around the beds, some even living at the hospital for days or weeks while their loved ones are admitted. While family support is a beautiful part of our culture today, we want to ask, what impact does this practice have on healthcare delivery and safety, security and smooth running of our hospital? Joining us this morning to unpack this important issue is Khan Chual, Head of Public Health Department at Juba Teaching Hospital. Good morning to you and welcome to Mirai Breakfast Show.
Okay, good morning to everyone. I'm Khan Chual. I'm the head of public health department. I will be your guest today. And
thank you.
Thank you for your hospitality here.
You're welcome. Okay. Thank you so much. Let's brief talk about, begin with the basics when we talk about overcrowding in hospitals by relatives. What exactly do we mean and how serious is these issues in South Sudan?
Yeah, this issue is very serious because sometimes a patient will come to hospital with more than 20 relatives.
Mm.
And these things, it can affect also the other patients because noise have effect to the patients.
Mm.
Mostly it can negatively impact patient sleep disturbances, increase stress and anxiety. Also, it can lead to the delay of recovery.
Mm.
Also, it can increase patient sensitivity and blood pressure and also the heart rate.
Mm.
And also, it can contribute to medications errors and low patient satisfactions. And because in hospital, we're supposed to have restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when we put them in place, will be for the safety of patients, and also it prevent the infections.
Mm.
It prevent the spread of infections, and also it maintain a safe environments for all.
Oh, right. And this practice, is it common here in South Sudan?
Yeah, this practice is common because our people, they are still, because this, we are still having this, we need to be closer to our patients, but it affect even sometimes the hospital, it can be dirty because even we who are coming also can get infections because... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is a culture, is a kind of culture that we are adopting. It's normal, you know, when somebody's been admitted, you know, the relatives would love to come and stay, maybe to give him comfort, to look after him or her. So it becomes something like a part of the culture. But also at the same time, like you said, it's affecting the patients.
Yeah.
It's not given enough time, like for the patient to take his rest as he's going under medication.
Yeah.
Now, looking at the from the medical perspective, how does overcrowding in wards affect the quality of healthcare? You already mentioned some of it, but in other ways, what problems and things that can affect the health of the sick people in hospital?
Yeah, one of the way, like when people are so crowded, because there are some patients, there are some diseases, they don't need people to be many. For example, if a patient have, we call it tetanus, this patient, it need to be in a quiet place. Even he doesn't need any movement because it can pass, the patient can pass, even he doesn't need even light.
Mm.
And but our people, they are not putting things in place. Another things, contaminations, because when people are so many, you find them, they're just throwing things out. Even our toilet can be not managed, even the cleaning itself, it will be difficult because they will start quarreling with the cleaners. They are not respecting because a cleaner will start cleaning and people start moving.
What measures and practices that the hospitals or the government can put in place to manage this without completely cutting families off from their supporting their loved ones, because we cannot cut them and put them off completely from visiting their loved ones, their been coming to see and take care of them. So what measures the hospital and the government can put in place to make sure that things being regulated?
Some of the rules and regulations, it need to be put in place. If we have a patient, if this patient is critical situation, we can allow only two co-patients to be with the patients. And if the patient is normal, there is no need for co-patients. Even the time of visit, we're supposed to have time. We can allow them to come. After it, we ask them to leave the place, and then it will make the work easier even for doctors and nurses to do their works in a professional way, because when we are putting those things in place, it gives our health system to be strong, even it gives quality health care. But without putting all those things in place, and these things, it need even our community to know about it, the side effect of it, and we need to reduce it.
And what recommendation can you put in place or you can give to improve this situation?
One of the recommendations, I asked the relatives and family, first, when you have a patient, you come, and then with a time. If this time is not the time for visiting, you just wait until doctors finish their work, and then they will allow you to just enter, and then you visit when your time finish, and then you can go. But the one who will be with the patient will remain. And if he get tired, another person can come in
and take over.
Yeah.
Well, mungkin Dr. mungkin tadi risalah bitak belarabi barabi bitana tajual basida عشان الناس بتاني يفهم كمان كويس انه يعني الزحمه اللي قاعد يكون كثير في المستشفى انتو كناس بتاعت المسؤولين في المستشفيات يعني نصيحه بتاعتكم شنو رساله بتاعكم للشعب بتاعنا والمواطنين شنو
كويس رساله بتاعي للشعب بتاعنا زحمه ده مرات هو قاعد ايفن على نفسيات بتاعت زول العيان ايفن بيخلي المكان ذاته ما نظيف عنين ذاته مثلا نيم بنجد في المستشفى بنكون ارضه ذاته للامراض اهم شيء نحترم قوانين يعني بيكون عندنا مثلا عددية معينة مثلا عيانا بيكون مثلا في حالة صعب يكون فينا نفرين ديل بيكونوا قاعدين مع عيان باقي الناس التانيين ده بيكون في زمن زمن تزيارة مثلا لو حددوا ساعة واحد مثلا من الساعة 9 للساعة 10 ده هو زمن العنين بنجي نزور فوقه عيان بتانا وبنقعد في زمن ده زمن ده لو انتهى لازم نحاول نحترم الزمن ده ونطلع برا لأن العنين دارين في النهاية يكون في جودة بتاع خدمات صحية ده بيخلي محل بيخلي المستشفى بتاعنا يكون نظيف إيفن الدكاترة والممرضات اللي هم شغالين بيقدر هم بيقدموا خدمة كويس للعيان العيان ذاته هو بيحس بالراحة لكن لما نكون قاعدين في محل واحد مرات عيان لو زي مثلا حصل حادث ناس كتار بيجوا يكونوا واقفين جنب العيان
جنب زول المصاب
ده ايفن زول عشان هو يتنفس ذاته بيكون صعب لانه بيلقى زحمه شديد
شكرا دكتور دكتور شكرا لك كثير دكتور كان تشوال
yeah.
يا شكرا لك كثير بن هاي كثير لوجودك معنا في وقت البسيط والمعلومات الكافي اللي انت قدرت توصله للمستمعين بتانا بخصوص موضوع بتاع الازدحام والعدد الكبير من الناس اللي بيجوا في المستشفيات دائما وللخطوره بتاعه لزول المريض وكمان للناس اللي قاعدين يجوا في المستشفى ونبدأكد الناس بيكون فهمت كويس بنشكرك كتير وبنقول لك شكرا جزيلا للمرة الثانية ونتمنى لك يوم سعيد
أوكي شكرا لمرايا FM وشكرا لك كتير
شكرا.
نتمنى أن يجيكم مرة جاي
إن شاء الله
برامج أكثر
إن شاء الله. شكرا شكرا كثير. شكرا كثير. وده كان دكتور كان شوال Head of Public Health Department Juba Teaching Hospital been with us here and speaking of impact of the overcrowding in South Sudan hospitals as practice drought in family care, but on the also challenges safety, security and health care deliveries. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day.